the seabird. During my childhood years, I experienced a strange state. Nobody could understand this state of mine. Even my father didn't know what was happening. He used to say, "You aren't crazy, but I don't understand the way your life is. You haven't had the training of spiritual exercises or fasting or anything like that." I said to my father, "Listen, the situation you and I are in, it's as if someone had placed a duck's egg underneath a hen. When the egg is hatched, the little duck heads for the water. Of course, the mother hen panics with a flutter of wings around him, but she is made for the farmyard. It's impossible for her to enter the water. This is how we are, Father. I see a sea where I can swim. It is my home. And my state is like the state of the seabirds. If you are of me, or if I am of you, come into this sea. Otherwise, go and mingle with the birds of the farmyard. Let these words be a touchstone for you." Look deeper. From time to time, ask us, "How are you?" "I am your servant." If they serve the servants of God with their possessions, then an affection awakens. Their work opens by means of that affection. A single coin given by a true friend is more valuable than 100,000 given by someone else. Whoever accepts this help of a friend becomes bound to him. That which is given by the friend opens a closed door. Never be satisfied with the beautiful outer appearance and words and deeds of a sheikh, because something is hidden behind them. Ask for that. Layla and Majnun. Harun al-Rashid, the famous Abbasid emperor, said one day, "Bring Layla to me, that I may see her just once." Majnun has fallen into total difficulty because of his love for her. From east to west, lovers have made the story of their love their mirror. After spending lots of money and with many sly ruses, they managed to bring Layla. They placed her into a secluded room in the palace of the Caliph Harun al-Rashid. In the evening, the Caliph came to the secluded room. Candles had been lit. He looked at her carefully for some time. And then, for some time, he sat with his head bowed. Finally, he said to himself, "Let me make her speak. Perhaps the beauty of her face becomes more apparent when she speaks." Harun turned his face to Layla and asked, "Are you Layla?" "Yes, I am Layla. But you are not Majnun. The eye that is in Majnun's head is not in yours." "How can you see Layla with an eye with which you look at others, unless you wash it clear with your tears? Look at me with the eye of Majnun. One should look at the beloved with a loving eye, because, as it says in the Quran, he loves them. But the problem is that they don't look at God with the eye of love. They look at God with the eye of knowledge, or from the viewpoint of gnosis or philosophy. But to look with the eye of love is another work altogether."